Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Tessa Randello. Tasmania's best are being recognised in this year's Australia Day honours, more than a dozen locals being celebrated for their service and contribution across areas like the arts, the environment, disability sector and their local community. We haven't seen the last of increasing cost of living woes. Experts are warning after inflation continues to rise. Annual inflation has hit 7.8% for the December quarter, its highest peak since the 90s. The Reserve Bank is now expected to lift the cash rate once again when it meets next month. The Federal Health Minister says work is being done to ease the pressure on hospitals. It comes after the Tassie Premier slammed Canberra's management of aged care and disability, saying that people waiting to get into those services were taking up hospital beds. The Federal Aged Care Minister, Mark Butler, saying a commitment to 24/7 on-site nursing staff in residential aged care would help alleviate the pressure on emergency departments. And emergency services are pleading with drivers to do the right thing on the roads today. Two lives have been lost on Tassie roads this year already, and police are issuing on-the-spot fines for anyone busted for the fatal five. Deputy Director of Trauma at the RHH, Dr. Jenny Jameson, says they don't want to see any of us being brought into the hospital today.
The reality is that road trauma injuries are rarely accidents. We know that the majority of these accidents arise as a result of risky behaviour. Speeding, driver fatigue, or being distracted by a device while you're driving.
Novak Djokovic has cruised through to the Oz Open semi-finals with a dominant straight sets win over world number 6, Andrei Rublev. The 21-time Grand Slam champ is chasing his 10th title in Melbourne, telling Nine he couldn't be happier with his current form.
I have to sum it up, all the important shots and important moments, I found my best tennis, so that's what makes me, I guess, the most pleased.
He'll play Tommy Paul tomorrow afternoon.